اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والهد، إنك على كل شيء قدير. So on the application or on the folder which was sent to everyone, if you press on that folder, you will find Miftahul Quran part 3. Got it? Or even if Ahmad just sent it to you all, the PDF of Miftahul Quran. So we are going to go to the page that we stopped at, which was Madi Majhul, Nusira, Nusira, Nusiru. You will see on the page what is called 13. Found page 13? So make page 13 big. It's called exercise. Translate the words below. Found it? So what I want you to do is, you will put your hand like how I am putting, covering the English, so that all that you can see in front of you is the Arabic. And now we're going to read the Arabic. So you're just putting your hand so you can't see the English. Or you can just make it bigger and you move the English one side with the phone, it's quite easy. So if the English is gone away, now you're only seeing Arabic. It starts with Duribu. So I will translate one time the whole thing so you get an idea of it. And then one by one each person will translate. So remember, Fail Majhul means the action happened on him. And how we read it, Duriba, Duriba, Duribu. So Duribu means men, men, many men, Duribu Wahit. So Duribu, day, many men, Wahit. So when I will read the Arabic, first thing I will do is I'll point with my fingers. So once my fingers is pointing, I can look at my fingers and I just know Darb means to hit. Majhul means to be hit. Day many men were hit. Kutilu, day many men were killed. Ruziku, day many men were given sustenance. So those were men. Now let's go to Duribna. This is Duribna. Duribat, Duribata, Duribna. Day many women Wahit. Nusirta, Nusirtuma, Nusirtum. This is Nusirtum. You, many males, were helped. Zulimtu, this is Zulimtu. I was oppressed from Zulam. So let's stop at that one there. So we got Duribu, Kutilu, Ruziku, Duribna, Nusirtum, Zulimtu. Let's try starting with Uzair. Start. When you will read the first one, Duribu, you will show your fingers at what you think it is and then you will translate it. So the easy way to do it is, every verb I show you, I will give you the first one. And then you will start with your fingers until you reach this one. So example, if I give you Nusira, you read Nusira, Nusira, Nusiru. Once you reach there, I'll tell you stop. If it's not there, you'll carry on. Nusirat, Nusirata, Nusirna. I'll say stop. If it's not there, you'll go Nusirta, Nusirtuma, Nusirtum. So wherever it is, I'll tell you stop. You'll stop there, you look at your hand and you translate. So you start with Buriba, right hand for male. Buriba, Buriba, Buriba. Stop. Translate Duribu. Day. Look at your fingers. They many men were helped. Umar, you'll manage this one? It's too early still. Next. Start. Qutila. Stop. Translate Qutilu. They many males were killed. Ruziqa. Stop. Ruziqu. Given sustenance. You'll manage for the luck. Start. Ruziqa. Loudly, I can't hear you. Just help him if he makes a mistake. Ruziqa. Ruziqa. Next finger. Next hand, because you never reach it still. He's doing? Oh, sorry, do duriba, sorry. Read duriba. Right, we reach duribana, translate duribana. Hit. They many women were hit. Nusirtum, we want to reach. Start from Nusira. Nusirata. Nusirna. Right, now go put your hand up. Nusirta. Tum. Right, stop at Nusirtum and translate that. Keeping your hand like this here, Nusirtum, translate. Why they? You pointing to us? You. Yeah, but how many? Many. Males or females? Right. You many males were hit. That's your. You many males were helped. Nusirtum. Let's stop at that one there. We will start again with Duriba, from the top one. Duriba. Right, stop at Duribu, translate. The next one, Kutila. Right, stop at Kutilu, they many men. Killed, right, let's do Nusir, Ruziqu, start with Ruziqa. Translate. Given sustenance. Now we need to reach Duribna. Start with Duriba.
Duriba, Duriba, Duribu, Duribat, Duribata, Duribna.
Right. Stop at Duribna. Translate. Were hit. Now we need to reach Nusirtum. Start with Nusira.
Nusira, Nusira, Nusiru. Nusirat, Nusirata, Nusirna. Nusirta,
Nusirtuma, Nusirtum. Yeah, stop at Nusirtum, keep your hand there and then translate.
You many males were helped.
Right, let's try Zulima. We have to reach right to the bottom, Zulim too. But you're going to start Zulima, Zulima. Start.
Zulima, Zulima, Zulimu. Zulimat, Zulimata, Zulimu. Zulimta, Zulimtuma, Zulimtum. Zulimti, Zulimtuma, Zulimtum.
Zulim tu. Right. Stop at Zulim tu. Translate.
I was oppressed.
I, one man, was oppressed. Now we're going to try to get to Khuliq Tunna. Starting with Khuliqa. Start. Translate Khuliq Tunna. Right, you many females were created. This is just to explain to you, this is not so important also, because when you're reading Quran, the word is already going to be there. And the translation is going to be there already, but you will be able to pick up this one goes with that one. We will go now on to the next page, which is fi'il madhi majhul. We did this. So we go on to Madhi Manfi, page 14. Found it? Make it big. All is going to explain to you in Madhi Manfi is any verb, if you put a ma before it, it will have the meaning of negative. Example, second line, sajada, he prostrated. Third line, ma sajada, he did not prostrate. So all you have to do is, like you see second last line, ma nasara, he did not help. Ma daraba, he did not hit. Ma fataha, he did not open. Got it? All we have to do is putting ma. All the others about qad, about kana, we're not worrying about. Let's go on to page 15. Found page 15? It is fi'il mudari'. Now it's like yansuru. He is helping or will help. Yadribu. He is hitting or will hit. Yaftahu. He is opening or will open. Yasma'u. He is listening or will listen. Yakrumu. He is honoring or will honor. Now he's going to teach us that it can go 14. Most of you already know the 14. Yansuru, yansurani, yansuruna. Few people who came late, obviously they won't know it. So they are now going to see the scale. And when everyone else is relaxing tonight, they can sit with this here page, yansuru, and they can learn it for me. So that tomorrow they can read it. You can see yansuru? So we're going to put it one side and we're going to ask everyone to start reading. Whoever knows it, start. Uzair. Loudly. Yansuru. Umar can start learning it already. Tansuru again comes. Tansuruna. Tansurina. Surna. Ansuru. Nansuru. Next. Loudly. Same. Yansuru. Next. Now we're not going to do yansuru. Fathul Haq will give us another one. He is hitting or will hit. Yadribu. So what you do, look at the page which I got here. Looking at that page, you're going to try to read yadribu. The only thing is remember the ra got dhamma. Yadribu, yadribani, yadribuna. Tadribna. MashaAllah. Now we will try one more, yadribu again. Tadribu. Yad ribna. Tadribu. Tadribuna. Buna becomes bina. Tadribina. Tadribna. Adribu. Okay. Practice this yansuru one when you're ready for it, tell me. Then read yansuru. Che. You got it?
Yadribu.
Yadribna. Tadribna. Yadribna was number 6. Tadribna will be number 12. Ji. Try yasma'u. معنى try يضربوا
يضربوا يضربان يضربون تضربوا تضربان يضربون تضربوا تضربان تضربون تضربين تضربان تضربون أضربوا يضربون
try he this is a hard one he is honoring or will honor Supposed to be, he is being honored or will be honored. The translation there is wrong. Yakrumu. He is being honored or will be honored.
Yakrumu, yakrumani, yakrumuna. Yakrumu, yakrumani, yakrumuna.
Yakrumna.
Yakrumna. Yakrumu, yakrumani, yakrumuna. Yakrumina, yakrumani, yakrumna.
Akrumu. Right, you try Yansuru.
Yansuru, Yansurani, Yansuruna. Tansuru, Tansurani, Yansurna. Tansuru, Tansurani, Yansuruna.
Tansuruna.
Tansuruna. Tansurina, Tansurani, Tansurna. Tansuru.
Ansuru. Try Yasma'u.
يسمعوا يسمعان يسمعون تسمعوا تسمعان يسمعن تسمعوا تسمعان تسمعون تسمعين تسمعان تسمعن أسمعوا نسمع
You try يستنصروا Okay, so that is the bigger verbs. Once you get the small one right. So now what I want you all to do is every one of you, tonight practice one. If you got one, you got all. So just practice one and then tomorrow as soon as you're comfortable, those that are ready without any mistake, you don't have to worry coming to me. Those who made one mistake or two mistakes, you come back to me, or those who never read, you come back to me and you read Majhul and you read this Mudari. Because I want to go on to the next page now, but I don't want to make it difficult where you'll start getting confused. So you'll see the scale of Mudari is on this page. All you have to do is practice on it and then we will go on to the next page where you will see many Mudari words. Asma'u, nasma'u, aktubu, naktubu, aqra'u, naqra'u, afta'u, naftahu. But to understand that page nicely, we must be able to read one time at least easily. So we will bring an end to this one. And we will open up now. Surah Kahf, the last page. This is a very unique description of how the day of Qiyamah will start. As we mentioned, Surah Kahf has taught people how when you look at the evils of this world, but if in your mind Jannah is there, Jahannam is there, happenings on the day of Qiyamah is there, then a person won't really fall for the fitan of Dajjal. Whenever something comes in front of him, he will think of these verses of Quran. If you are a hafiz of this verse, it makes a much bigger difference. If you're not, you will try and play on these words a little bit. We are looking at, on my kitab, on my Quran, it's page 416. But it is Surah Kahf, And we are looking at verse number 47. Verse number 47. Surah Kahf. Here it is, page 416. If you can memorize this, even if you are a Hafiz and you are weak Hafiz, try and memorize this and play with this. Got it? We're starting from وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. Got it? Verse number 47. Just before this verse, Allah Tabarakullah speaks about the reality of this world. And the biggest thing in this world is, you can see there, just the verse before that, verse number 46, Al-Mal, Wal-Banoon, wealth and children, zina, are the beauty of this world. And that's what we all running behind. I want more money. And a man who got money, then he says, I want to get married. And when he gets married, he says, I want to have many children. So this is this world. Now Allah Tabarakullah speaks about that. Remember, a time will come where your wealth, your children, your house, your palaces, everything is flying. But we're going to try to now play with the Arabic words, because I don't want you to ever read Quran except that you know the words. So we will say which words we need to learn now. We will look at it one time. Once you look at it one time, you'll say, yeah, I know this. First word is yawm. Yawm means day. Sayyara, yusayyiru, from sayr. Sayr means a journey. Nusayyiru means we make someone make a journey. Nusayyiru, on the day we're going to make the mountains make a journey. Jibal is mountains. Look at the translation written there. On the day we will cause the mountains to pass away. That's a funny translation. Rather it is, on the day we will make the mountains move. Sayr means you go on a journey. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken sayr. He was taken to Al-Aqsa. He was taken to the heavens. On the day when we will make the mountains move. وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. On the day when we will make mountains move. An earthquake, despite the mountains, which are as pegs in this world. Whenever an earthquake takes place, even though the mountains are holding everything in place, in that small place where the earthquake takes place, you will see everything which is solid collapses. And what you regarded as yesterday is your protection. We went to one place where there was an earthquake. They made their houses so solid, where the walls were made of these big bricks which we're using to do your braai. Even the roof was made of that. A little bigger than that. So it was a solid roof. That you could actually, the reason why they make those solid roofs is you can sleep on your roof. Because when it gets very hot during the day, then they climb onto their roofs. Now if you got a weak roof, you can't sleep. But that solid roof, the day the earthquake came, became their Qabristan. Because now understand that you're having rocks falling from the sky. So the whole family was now buried. It's not that you just go inside, you lift up the ceiling, the roof, and you find your family. They are covered by that solid rock. To carry each solid rock itself is a mission. And to lift it up, and then to find the family under. On the day when the earthquake of Qiyamah will take place, whatever is there, it's coming down. Most likely those that are, we will not see that day. We will already be in the qabr. But when Qiyamah is described, Allah Tabarakallah wants us also not to say, I won't be there. To say that this world is not something solid. On the day when we will make the mountains move, وَتَرَى رَآ يَرَى to see, وَتَرَى and you will see. Al-Ard, Ard means?
Land.
The land. And you will see the land, Bariz, Buruz, means to open up. When you will see the land open. Because now there won't be up, down, up, down. There won't be mountains. Everything will be just flat. You will see an open land. Because when man will stand on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah is going to make him stand on the plane of earth. Earth will be now flattened completely. And everyone will stand on earth to be told that you died for this land. Now it's time to answer for what you died for. So on the day when we will make mountains move, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً, and you will see the land open, buruz. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ, hashar,
reckoning.
It takes the meaning from gathering. That's why it's called reckoning. Hasharna, we will gather. Hasharnahum, we will gather them. Falam nughadir. Ghadara yughadiru means to leave. When you will tell someone, what time is your flight? You'll say, mata tughadiru. When are you going to leave the country? Ghadara yughadiru, leave. Falam nughadir. Nughadir, we will leave. Lam, we will not leave. And we will not leave. Minhum, translate minhum, from them. Ahadan, anyone. I will translate it one more time. And we will read it in Arabic. And then I'll ask a few people to also translate it in English. On the day when we will make mountains move, and you will see the earth open. Yeah, he got, you will see the earth as a level plain. And we will gather them. And we will not leave from them anyone. Got it? Start. Hafiz number one. You got a new hafiz now. Start. A'udhu and Bismillah. And then you read this verse like a qari. Read loud. Next.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا
Did وحشرناهم, we will gather them, a slight pause. We will gather them. ولم نغادر منهم. And we will not leave them.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا
Let's try English. Who's ready to make an English translation? Start. So now, everyone will try and make the English translation to me. Everyone will come separately. Even if you play around, it will give you a chance to. So all you will do, you will come in front of me, you will cover the English translation, and you will just see it. I'll make a correction wherever I feel is a correction. And inshallah, once you translate it one time, after this, when you will recite this in Salah, you will find so much of enjoyment in this verse. ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.